You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
With him, up all night, I'm wondering where I'd been. I'd fall down and say, come help me, honey. You laughed out loud, I guess you thought it was funny. But I sobered up, I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Now I'm painting a house and I'm mending a fence. I guess I've gone and lost all my good sense. Too much work, it's hard for your health. I could have died drinking, now I'm killing myself. And I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that.
Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon. Thursday. Here on Fan Talk, and I'm guessing it's Thursday down at the Joe tonight. River Dogs home against Augusta. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight. Braves move on out of New York. They split the series with the Mets. They now head to Cincinnati, taking on the Reds, and we'll have that tonight on 94.7 FM and 9:10 AM. Texas and Virginia tonight in a loser's bracket game. 7 o'clock, that game on ESPN. Two tonight, and should be a can't ever count Virginia out. I'll tell you what, Texas bounced back in a good way. So loser goes home, winner will face Mississippi State tomorrow night. So they NC State will play tomorrow at 2 o'clock. NC State and Vanderbilt at 2 o'clock, but they got an extra day's rest. So not much rest for these for Texas and Virginia. Mississippi State will be well rested because they won the other night. But I can't say it enough. I've just enjoyed the heck out of the College World Series. Again, about 5 minutes till seven, I'll convince myself that I need to go out there and watch this baseball game. It's kind of can't break the streak now, right? I've watched every game so far. Can't break the streak.
I mean, you could.
Yeah, but what if I miss? I mean.
Yeah, watch it be the most epic game ever.
Yeah, I mean, I could have easily cut that that Virginia Mississippi State game off the other night and gone to bed. I could have easily cut last night's Stanford Vanderbilt game off, but I didn't. I stayed to the end, and both had amazing finishes. I will not make the mistake of cutting, flipping over to the Suns Clippers, though. Because this old man is tired. Tired. So we've got a question for you hockey fans. Canadians win the night. They go to the Stanley Cup final. Do we want a Canadian team in the final? Do we care? I mean, in hockey? I don't care. The only thing I don't like about Canada is their bacon.
Yeah, it's ham. Trying to fool us.
Which is ham.
You're trying to pull a fast one on us, guys.
But I just wondered if true hockey fans are pulling against the Canadians tonight, not because they like Vegas, but because they don't want to see a team from Canada in the Stanley Cup Finals. Again, it's been 28 years since they've won a Stanley Cup. Or been in the finals, 28 years. So they're kind of the underdog story in all this. I'm not a hockey person, so I just want to do it. Do we not like the Canadians because they're from Canada, and we want to see an All-American Stanley Cup final? That's just the way I think.
If anybody from Canada sends me a hockey jersey, I'll pull for them. How about that?
The man needs a hockey jersey.
I ain't got nothing. No text.
Well, the Stingrays are a little busy right now.
Doing what?
Well, they're only playing for the championship right now.
And they're not even playing. I mean, yeah, and they're having to play at somewhere other than home.
Right.
A home away from home.
There you go.
Within a home.
Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good.
I wouldn't really call myself a hockey fan per se. In the regular season, I maybe check the standings once every couple weeks, but I do watch almost every game of the postseason, every game that I can. I don't really think it matters. It's been interesting to see Montreal play like they have because they played like a completely different team, but I mean they've got a world-class goalie. I'm pulling for the Islanders, but I'd have to disagree with what you said. Pretty sure Crown Royal comes from Canada, Bob.
I said the only thing I don't like is the bacon.
Oh, I thought the only thing I like is
bacon. I said the only thing I don't like is what they call Canadian bacon, which I call ham.
Well, yeah, it's just ham. It's been an interesting postseason, some upsets, but, you know, who cares? You know, Montreal. All the Canadian teams, they hate each other, so they never want each other to win.
Right.
But other than that, I don't really have much else to add.
Okay, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. You know, Canadians, if you look at it, even the fact that they haven't been in the Stanley Cup final in 28 years, before that, I mean, they were like the New York Yankees of hockey. And a lot of people don't like the New York Yankees because they won so much. For whatever crazy reason in this country, we hate winners.
Yeah.
When they win a lot. That's why everybody hates the Patriots. That's why everybody started hating Duke. Everybody hates the Yankees. Well, most people hate the Yankees.
I hate that. I've gone on tangents about
that. They used to hate the Cowboys. I don't know why anybody hates the Cowboys anymore, because they ain't even close to doing anything.
We should start a GoFundMe for them. They ain't won in so long.
But they used to hate the Cowboys because they won so much. That's not the case now. But that hatred has lingered. The Canadians are the Yankees of hockey, even though they've been on this long drought. So I don't know if anybody's taking that in consideration. Or is it just a case that nobody gives a damn who wins the Stanley Cup? I know a couple of Islanders fans, Scotty Osberg being one of them. Scotty would probably know. We'll ask Scotty when we get him on.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get a definitive answer from him. The 12-team college football playoff cleared another hurdle on Tuesday. 11 presidents, chancellors, who had the ultimate authority over the format, authorized the 10 FBS commissioners to begin a summer review phase to determine the feasibility of an expanded playoff and work on the details of how and when it might be implemented. So that is the second big hurdle they have cleared. And again, they would not have presented this. This is the way government, big business, you don't present something unless you have a pretty good idea it's going to pass. And I'm sure they never would have come to the table with this 12-team playoff proposal had they not thought it was going to be it was going to pass. It's just a matter, I think, now of when it gets implemented. Some people say in 2023 it might be implemented. Some people are saying it may be after the contract runs out in 2026. I don't know how it. Winning, I have no idea. I would just think knowing the way things work, that once they decide we're going to 12 teams, it will happen fairly quickly. But they have contracts with the bowls to consider and stuff like that. But so we'll see. But it is cleared another hurdle, and we are closer now to having a 12-team playoff. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby, how you doing? This is Randy.
Good.
Hey, I wanted to give you a call as a lifelong Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Nobody has ever hated the Cowboys because they won too much. That hasn't been an issue. They hate the Cowboys because who owns them?
Well, I mean, that's been of late, though. But, I mean, Jerry Jones, I mean, back when Landry was coaching and stuff like that, everybody hated the Cowboys back then.
No, I didn't hate the Cowboys. I loved playing them because we always beat them.
Yeah. Jerry Jones makes it real easy to I believe we beat you on the Super Bowl, if I'm not mistaken. You beat beat us too.
No, we had a quarterback that was playing for y'all.
Well, yeah, we paid Neil O'Donnell a nice little sum of money.
He threw straight to y'all. I couldn't believe any other thing. But no, Jerry Jones makes it very easy for people not to like the Cowboys.
Right, absolutely. Who was the guy that was his name? Ron Brown? I forget the guy's name. He intercepted O'Donnell.
Ron Brown.
Yeah, and he left the Cowboys, signed some multi-million-dollar deal, and never did another thing.
No, because Neil O'Donnell was his roommate. He said, "Hey man, throw me one."
Are you saying Neil O'Donnell will never be in the Steelers Hall of Fame?
Never, never, never allowed in the locker room again.
All right, man. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go back to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Bobby Harton.
Yes.
Let me remind you. I went with you to see the Chicago Bears beat your Dallas Cowboys in Chicago. We went to Soldier's Field.
Right. You almost broke Emmitt Smith's neck.
Pardon me?
Emmitt Smith. We thought he broke his neck that night. Remember?
Yep. You're right about that. And then we went to the Carolina Panthers against the Dallas Cowgirls. We sat all the way up near the top, the closest to heaven you're ever going to get. And the guys poured the beer on you because you're wearing a Dallas Cowboys shirt. Remember?
Yep. I had a hat on. I had a Cowboys hat.
Yeah, that was real smart.
Yeah.
In the Carolina Panthers Stadium. And I got the overspray on me because at the time you were bigger than me, you know. But whatever. But I called to you about the baseball. I don't understand something. Virginia's winning 4-0, and the pitchers throw 97 pitches. Why didn't that manager or head coach, whatever you call him, go out to the mound and get another pitcher? Why did he leave him in there?
I'm guessing if you remember that guy, he was up to about 120 pitches when he pitched in the Super Regional in Columbia. I remember they had to take him out because his hand was bleeding.
Right.
And that was the only reason they took him out. And I guess the manager, O'Connor, figured it worked in Columbia. Maybe it works in Omaha. I don't know.
And they didn't have any relief pitching, I can tell you that.
That big long-haired guy that shut the Gamecocks out had a lot of success, and he didn't have it in Omaha, that's for sure.
And then yesterday, I just don't understand what happened there. I mean, you're winning 5-4 in the ninth. Get a pitcher and get some damn outs. He left the guy in there again after they tied it up. It doesn't make sense. There were two outs, two strikes on the guy, and that guy got a base hit to right field. I just don't understand why they stick with the pitchers so long.
The Stanford coach, I mean, that guy was lights out. The back end, he struck out the first five batters he faced.
Yeah, well, he ran out of it, didn't he? Because, you know,
he threw a wild pitch. He was one strike away of ending the game, and he threw a wild pitch.
Yeah. Oh, no, the wild pitch, I think he just overthrew and he panicked. I really think so. I don't understand why the wild pitch happened other than he overthrew. He wanted to get a strike with a fastball up high, and he just threw the ball too high. I think that's what it was, don't you?
No, it got away from him, yeah. It definitely got away from him, and that's he had pitched so well, I felt bad for the kid. I've watched every game in the World Series, and it's been great.
We'll see how good North Carolina State is, because now Vanderbilt, who has the two best pitchers in baseball, see what happens. I mean, it's good baseball. It's better than watching your Braves. It's like watching mud dry.
How about your Cubs? I'm sorry. Did you forget about that?
I don't get the Cubs on TV, and we didn't play yesterday. We won the day before, by the way, in case you weren't checking.
Right.
And now we're in Los Angeles playing the World Series champion. So we'll see. Cubs got a problem where Baez doesn't know how many outs are when he runs the bases and whatever. but we'll work through it. But college baseball, fans, is the best thing out there. It's so good. By the way, the Gamecocks play tonight or they play tomorrow? I didn't know. Okay? Say goodbye now.
Goodbye now. We're like real late on break, aren't we?
What was that?
Did we take a break at the 10-minute mark?
We didn't. See, time just flies on by when we talk to Boston John.
All right, Carla, I got to take a quick break. Hang on. We'll be right. I'll come straight to you when we come back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Good afternoon. Taking another look at the highways this afternoon. Police continue to work an accident on Ashley Phosphate at Windsor Hill. Police continue to report the accident at Romney Street in Morrison. And police are continuing to report an accident Mark Clark westbound at mile marker 28. That's Long Point Road. Now we have reports of an accident. EMS and police are on the scene at Folly Road near Camp Road. A disabled vehicle on Highway 17 North near Boone Hall. An accident on Mark Clark westbound at Long Point Road. Another accident, I-26 westbound at mile marker 219. And there were working an accident at Calhoun and Courtney Street on the peninsula. And looking at the SCDOT cameras, traffic continues to move fairly freely all across the Lowcountry. This traffic report is being brought to you by All Seasons Hardware. All Seasons True Value Hardware, 866 Folly Road and 2876 Maybank Highway, open Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Wolf.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union, recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
Brought to you by Home Telecom. My Wi-Fi X from Home Telecom extends coverage to the whole house. Live your world faster with Home Telecom.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Mostly sunny and pleasant with a high around 81. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 69. Clouds and sun and a thunderstorm Friday will launch another low country weekend. A high around 79. Looking ahead, lots of clouds with scattered and isolated thunderstorms through the weekend and most of next week. With your low country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
Summer is back, and so is sipping, sizzling, and splashing. But sometimes you gotta beat the heat. That means more surfing, more streaming, and more shopping. You know, internet stuff. And Home Telecom has all the speed you need. Upgrade your internet to 300 megabits per second. Only $74.95 per month for a whole year. Get ready for summer. Upgrade your internet speed today. Live life ahead with Home Telecom.
Watch out! Over here at Carolina Building Materials, they're always busy. Busy helping contractors, busy answering homeowners' questions, busy finding laminate countertops and vinyl flooring, busy finding perfect cabinets and doors for your home. From home remodeling to fixing up your rental property, Carolina Building Materials has you covered. Stop by 2440 Meeting Street for the best advice at the right price from Carolina Building Materials.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
Bad, but he's feeling great. He's on the dance floor yelling free bird, singing off pitch, but he knows every word. Grabs him a girl and he holds on tight. He's chasing everything in sight. He'll fall apart when he gets home. Right now, his worries are gone. Life looks good, good, good. Billy's got his beer goggles on.
Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon. Show may suck, but we have the best music today of any radio show out there.
Show doesn't suck.
Show's terrible, but the music's great.
Look at, I mean, the phones, it's like a Christmas tree over here.
Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
I can't believe that I sat through Downer and the break and the guy before Downer, but I don't have much of anything else to do.
By the way, I did verify with John Dixon, it is Fontella Bass. I told you. I was wrong. Yeah. I've always said it was Fontella bass.
Yeah.
But I was wrong. It's Fontella bass.
Well, you know, if you listen to the first episode of the Motown Lounge that I host from 12 to 1 on the city.
Well, that's what I've held on. I done held on here for 25 or 30 minutes.
You ain't been on a whole 35 minutes. Hush.
Well, it seemed like it.
Well, I can understand that. You got to consider what show you're listening to. Time goes by really slow.
Well, I didn't understand what Downer was trying to tell you.
Nobody ever understands anything he says.
All right. I'll see you, dude.
Okay. Hi, dude. Somebody called me dude yesterday, and Trent got a big kick out of that.
What did they call you dude for?
Somebody said, see you later, dude.
Later, dudes. Hang 10.
Oh, gosh. 843-721-9500. But here we go, because I went so late a minute ago, we got to take another break. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Let's go, Rays! You've got a friend in the car business.
At Cruise Chevrolet, cruise forever. Used car engines, drivetrain, and transmissions covered forever. Find new roads at cruisechevrolet.com or at Cruise Chevrolet on Rivers.
Your AC not up to par? The Bozzelli Cover Team has you covered with Heil heating and cooling products that you can depend on all year long. Pat Bozzelli's 45 years experience in service and installing HVAC equipment and parts is your assurance of rock solid service. Bozzelli Air Conditioning and Heating is local and family owned with a professionally trained team to provide top quality installations of Heil heating and cooling products. To stay comfortable at your residence or business, make the right call, 843-722-3146.
Personality, it's reflected in your staff. But what about your office? Did you know your workplace furniture and technology affects the attitude of your staff and clients? Let the office people show you how a complete custom solution adds energy, inspiration, and effective communication to your office. They say, we do it all. Let them set up touchless collaboration in any space or add managed print services, interior design, project management, and more. Don't be a cubicle fugitive. Let the office people help your office today. Visit theofficepeople.com.
Spring fishing season is here, so come see the great folks at Hadrill's Point Tackle and Supply. Hadrill's offers quality products, great pricing, and most importantly, experience that means quality customer service and setting you up with the right gear. Shop Hadrill's for all your offshore fishing supplies. They've got rods, reels, Andy Moy lures, and more. Don't forget to reserve your Baitmaster or Bionic Ballyhoo today. Before you click and wait for delivery, shop local at Hadrill's Point Tackle and Supply. Open 7 days a week.
Now's the time to get a great deal on Kubota equipment, like versatile number one selling Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, Z Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for 0 down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details.
If you're on the hunt for a new Kubota, come see the helpful experts at Steen Enterprises. I'm Adam Steen. We appreciate your business.
You've got a friend in the used car business. Not what you were expecting, huh?
Matching down payments up to $1,000 on certified pre-owned and financed with GM Financial, 6-year warranty, 24/7 roadside, and more. Find new roads, cruisechevrolet.com, and Cruise Chevy on Rivers.
I can do this.
We believe in you.
Each day brings hope.
Every day, millions of people celebrate their recovery from addiction and mental illness while others begin their journey. Be a part of it. Share your strength, support, and hope. Join the Voices for Recovery. Together, we are stronger. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral for mental and substance use disorders for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Shortness of breath, patient's confused, temp 102.
He just had an infection. What's going on?
He's becoming septic.
Antibiotics started. Bed ready, let's move him.
Infections can lead to a deadly chain reaction in your body called sepsis. Very quickly, sepsis can cause tissue damage, organ failure, and even death. If you know the risks, can spot the symptoms, and act fast, then you can get ahead of sepsis. Learn more at cdc.gov/sepsis.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harden.
I've been known to cause a few breakups, and I've been known to cause a few births. I can make you new friends or get you fired from work. And since the day I left Milwaukee, Lynchburg and Bordeaux friends, been making the bars lots of big money and helping white people dance.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon. Right now, best time ever if you want to sell your home. Low inventory out there. Not many houses on the market. And the ones on the market, they're selling fast. Many times up to $20,000, $30,000 over list price. Maybe more. That's how fast they're selling. Just think about what you would do with that much extra cash. If you sold your house, you could buy new furniture, buy a boat. With today's interest rates, you could actually buy more home. Because of the low inventory, people are having difficulties finding that next home. That requires an agent with aggressive strategies to find and purchase that new home. And that agent is my friend, Matt O'Neill. Matt is a top producing agent in all of Charleston. He's got a long list of qualified buyers, and they're ready to buy. He's the only agent in town that'll give you a strong, guaranteed offer on your home in just 24 hours. He's also going to give you another option. Matt will give you the cash to buy your dream home before you even list your current home. A lot of people going out there to find the house they want, and before they can get everything done, the house is gone. Somebody's already bought it. He's not going to let that happen. He's going to let you bet a cash offer in on that house and even before you list your current home. So be the all-cash buyer that wins that offer on your dream home by taking advantage of Matt O'Neill's unique cash-to-buy program. If you've listened to the show, you know I've never recommended another real estate agent until I met Matt. Call the agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. That's Matt O'Neill. Call Matt today at 843-900-7300. That's 843-900-7300. Or you can go online to MattO'NeillRealEstate.com. Time now to check with my buddies over at Channel 4 Sports. Scotty Osberg, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today, Bobby?
I'm okay, I guess.
You're okay. Okay.
I have College World Series fatigue syndrome.
That was some game last night, man. You can't turn that off. You couldn't turn that off last night. That was wonderful. And I tell you what, like, I wasn't going to watch it because the Islanders were on, but I had both on at what, you know, I had the Islanders on, I had that game on, and then I had the Bucks game on, just kind of, you know, peeping on Middleton there. And what a night altogether. What a full night of sports right there. And what a three nights, three games that I was watching last night were all phenomenal games. I mean, all were, you get a walk-off wild pitch, you get a overtime goal, and you get a last-second shot that misses. I mean, that's pretty darn good there for one night of sports in three different sports.
Yep, absolutely. I left here yesterday. I wasn't going to watch the game, and then about 5 minutes to seven, I said, I'll go out on the porch and watch a little bit of it, and watched every last pitch. What a great game that was last night.
And you feel bad for the Stanford kid. You do. I mean, to throw their ace out there and an extended situation, and you feel bad because, you know, look, is it his fault? No. But is he going to always feel like he sent this team home from Omaha? Yes. And you feel so bad for a kid like that. That was, you know, you feel just so bad for, you know, to end on a wild pitch. And I know you're an SEC fan, and I'm not sure I'd like an SEC team to win as well, but gosh, you hate seeing a team win on a wild pitch walk-off. I mean, it's painful to watch, but I think everyone here is pretty much rooting for Chris Lemonis and Mississippi State, Scott Foxhall, and I think they're certainly the team that Charleston's going to be pulling for, but I like Vandy. They just play a hard-nosed brand of baseball, and Tim Corbin's a really good coach, and they're loaded with talent, and when those guys are able to come back around, the Lighters and the Rockers, I mean, they're going to be a very, very, very tough out.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to see Rocker tomorrow and probably Leiter on Saturday. I don't know what Corbin will do if he makes it to Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, because it would probably be, what, Tuesday before Rocker, Wednesday before Leiter. But he's got to get there first, and that's his probably, I'm guessing it's his main concern.
It's every coach's main concern out there. I mean, you pitching runs thin. I mean, that's what it does. I mean, if you're sitting like a Chris Lemonis right now, and you haven't had to burn too much pitching, I mean, you're sitting in a better spot than any other team out there. They're looking good right now. So we'll see how it all plays out. But just exciting to watch that. The hockey, I don't know, did you watch any of the Islanders, Lightning last night?
I was switching over back and forth, and then when the ball game was over with, I was just so tired, I went straight to sleep and didn't see the final until this morning. I think if I remember correctly, Tampa was leading most of that game, weren't they?
They were. It was 1-0, and then it was 2, and then it was 1-1, 2-1, and then 2-2, and then they went to overtime, and I mean, it didn't take long at all. Islanders came right out in overtime and scored, I think, a minute and 12 into overtime. It was a wild scene at the end of it. The fans were throwing bottles on the ice, and they ended up, I'm like, wait a second, hold on, you're the home team won. What are you guys doing? They're throwing bottles out on the ice, and then at the end, they ended up having to pull the team off the ice celebrating because I think Cal Clutterbuck almost got hit with a bottle. I don't know why they were throwing bottles on the ice. It was kind of idiotic. But aside from that, it was a great, great hockey game. And now they'll have to go back to Tampa and play Game 7, and there's nothing like a Game 7 in hockey. So, yeah, that was really, really good last night. And then, of course, I thought just the image of last night that sticks out to me is the, guy in the Mets, first game, standing ovation. Hold up, stop, undo your belt buckle. Let's check your belt. I thought that was hysterical last night, is the indelible moment of the night.
Yep, absolutely. But how about tonight? You're a hockey guy. Canadians, they win tonight. They go to their first Stanley Cup final in, what, 28 years? I believe. I read. Do the hockey fans in the United States not want to see a Canadian team in the Stanley Cup Finals?
I don't think so. I don't think it's like that. I really don't. I mean, what kind of a following do you really, really genuinely have for the Golden Knights or the Islanders or the Lightning on a nationwide? I would venture to think you'd have more Montreal Canadiens fans in the United States than any of those three teams, because they're one of the originals. I think they're one of the original six, and it is. I mean, that's always been a lifelong bucket list thing for me, is to go see a game in Montreal. I've seen a game. I always said I wanted to see a game in Canada, and I did. I saw a game in Vancouver, but to see a game in Toronto or Montreal, one of those two spots, to me, would be the ultimate. I mean, I would think it's probably just as good to see one in Calgary or Winnipeg or Edmonton as well. I mean, those are all great hockey places, and Vancouver was too. But those are all newer. Vancouver and Edmonton, Calgary, and Winnipeg are all newer than the original ones were in the East, in Toronto and Montreal and Quebec, the Quebec Nordiques. But I don't think there's a hatred towards the Canadiens. I think it's a great story and a storied organization and a fun team to watch. And no, I'd have no issues at all. I don't think many fans would, because I mean, even in their own city, the Islanders are second fiddle to the Rangers. The Lightning are such an anomaly down there, just because, I mean, they have a great fan base, but it's all transplants that live in Florida. And then the Golden Knights, I mean, they're only like 3-4 years old. I mean, they're brand new. So I don't think they've got a huge national following behind them. I don't think this is like the Blackhawks or the Red Wings or the Rangers or the Flyers or the Bruins playing against the Canadians, because then in that case, I would probably think American fans would be pulling pretty hard. But I think American fans of hockey respect what Montreal means to the game of hockey.
Right, absolutely. Do you? I just saw this. Florida's has released their name, image, and likeness guidelines. Have you had a chance?
I haven't read it. I just saw Darren just tweeted that.
Pretty interesting stuff. Probably go over that in the next segment here or in next hour at some time. But pretty interesting stuff what Florida is doing. And after reading what a little bit of it I've been able to read while I'm talking to you, it looks like they did put in some restrictions where to try to keep it from becoming the Wild Wild West like sports used to be.
I think you have to, and I'm assuming most schools like USC are like engaging a company that kind of starts the regulation process and like helps the student athletes. I think you have to have some sort of a third party like moderating the whole discussion, if you will. Like, I know South Carolina, I was watching those one of those hype videos they put out, and they did it, you know, with you know, Shane Beamer talking about, like, you know, we're going to work with you on name, image, and likeness, and we have this company that's on top of their game, and then this is what they do, and I think they're going to involve the student athletes, and so yeah, I think you can't go wild, wild west. You can't, because it could get out of control, and it can get out of control really, really, really quickly. So I haven't read the Florida set of rules yet. Is there anything that stands out to you as kind of a crazy rule there, or they all seem pretty good?
No, not really. The one that really sticks out to me, it says University of Florida athletic department staff members or boosters may not compensate or arrange compensation to a current or prospective athlete for her or his name, image, and likeness. So right there, they've cut the boosters out of that. Now, how they enforce
that's why they enlist the company. I mean, that's why they enlist the company. You hire that company to be an intermediary. So really, it's the company I don't know the name of the company that USC hired, but I'm sure all the schools are going to hire a company more or less to negotiate these deals.
Well, I mean, I think that's everybody's biggest fear on all this, is you're going to have boosters get involved and say, hey, if you come play for Georgia, I can guarantee you'll make $200,000 or something like that. And I think I think that's what, at least for myself, that is my main fear from all this.
When college football was dirty, it was at its worst. And you don't want it to be that, you know, boosters are the dirtiest. I mean, but you know, we always thought the biggest issue was boosters. You know, we always said, you know, boosters is the biggest issue. But it turned out, and when you look at the grand scheme of things, I don't think the boosters were the biggest issue. I think shoe companies turned into the biggest issue.
Right.
And then, you know, I think it kind of snowballed. You know, there's always going to be that next issue. And sure, boosters are absolutely one of them, but shoe companies are, and the AAU programs, and then the handlers, and everyone that kind of gets their piece of the puzzle, their little hand in the pie. It's always been like that. There's always the next one ready to cash in. And I agree with you. I mean, boosters can't get involved. It just, there's no way for a 50-year-old rich guy who loves the University of Georgia to get involved with the University of Georgia student. It's just not necessary. I think the schools will do their best. They have so many resources to hire people to try and mitigate. And there's always going to be ones that slip through the cracks. There's always going to be backdoor dealings. You know that's going to happen. It's going to happen. But, if the rules are there to be written, I would hope most follow them. And hopefully hopefully the kids get what they quote unquote deserve, and it just doesn't get out of control. It will at some point, but hopefully it's for the most part under control.
Right. What you got for us tonight, Scotty?
So we're gonna talk hockey again and continue our series with the radio guys, and Dean Stevens is working on one of the stories today with the guy who did it back in '97, the first Kelly Cup. Also going to be talking about Oceanside Baseball. They have a new baseball coach. Their assistant got promoted to replace Jerry Stutz. Battery lost last night. And River Dogs in action tonight. So we'll have it. And looking forward to another night of sports, and looking forward to certainly a Friday night of sports with Mississippi State and with the Islanders both playing. Looking forward to tomorrow night for sure.
There you go. Scotty,
we'll Stingray tomorrow night. All right.
We'll be watching, man. Appreciate it. Scotty Osborne coming up at Channel 4 Sports at 6 and 11. We got to take a break. Our award-winning Fisher Report coming up next with our good buddy Mike Abel. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Good afternoon. Taking another look at the highways this afternoon. Police continue to work an accident on Ashley Phosphate at Windsor Hill. Police continue to report the accident at Romney Street in Morrison. And police are continuing to report an accident. Mark Clark westbound at Mile Marker 28, that's Long Point Road. Now we have reports of an accident. EMS and police are on the scene at Folly Road near Camp Road. A disabled vehicle on Highway 17 North near Boone Hall. An accident on Mark Clark westbound at Long Point Road. Another accident, I-26 westbound at Mile Marker 219. And they're working an accident at Calhoun and Courtney Street on the peninsula. This traffic report is being brought to you by CSL Plasma. New donors can earn $825 in the first month. Two locations on Rivers Avenue, across from Northwoods Mall, and across from the old Naval Hospital. CSL Plasma, good for you, great for life. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Disaster Care. When you have water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Mostly sunny and pleasant with a high around 81. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 69. Clouds and sun and a thunderstorm Friday will launch another low country weekend. A high around 79. Looking ahead, lots of clouds with scattered and isolated thunderstorms through the weekend and most of next week. With your low country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Al Bradham, owner of Disaster Care. When water disaster strikes, every minute counts. With more equipment and expertise than anyone, our rapid response teams are on the scene fast with everything they could possibly need. From the smallest job in your home to the largest commercial building in town, you have a choice on who to call, so call the largest water restoration company in the state. When water is everywhere, your first call should be Disaster Care.
Water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Game time means wing time at Wingstop. Feed the family for $19.99 with the all-in bundle. 16 boneless wings, 6 tenders, large fries, and 3 dips. Two locations, Rivers Avenue or Sam Rittenberg, or you can order online today at wingstop.com.
When it's more than just your lawn, it deserves the Kubota Z400. Get a head-turning offer on class-leading speed, agility, simple deck height adjustments, and a quality cut. When you need comfort and performance, then you need the professional-grade Kubota Z400. Right now, get the Kubota Z400 mower for zero down and 0% APR for 48 months or save $300 now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
If you're on the hunt for a new Kubota, come see the helpful experts at Steen Enterprises. I'm Adam Steen. We appreciate your business.
Today, you hit the snooze bar. You checked your email. You checked your fantasy football team. You rejected an insulting trade offer. You ate your lunch. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a 175-mile-per-hour hurricane blows through your city, leaving it in a state of ruin. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Listen, as a hiring manager, I've got to tell you, the best job candidate isn't always the typical candidate. Sometimes they're a grad of life.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Sometimes the best candidates aren't the ones you're used to.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
I'd rather be on a day with my mind on God in the middle of His creation. In an old John boat with my Zipco rod for some private conversation. There might be a few people talking bad about me when they see that I'm a-missing. But I'd rather be on the lake with my mind on God than in church with my mind on fishing.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon. Time now for our award-winning fishing report, the only fishing report that all the big fishermen watch and listen to and all that good stuff, because Mike Abel knows everything you need to know. Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing good. Bill Dance says hello.
Does he? Well, I haven't seen him in a while. Old rascal. He must be retired.
Who's you've been in this business a long time. Who's the most famous person that you've seen come in your store to buy some fishing gear? Maybe they were here on vacation or something like that.
Oh, man, let's see. I mean, we've had Stephen Colbert, Darius Rucker. We've had some football, you know, some NFL players over the years. You know, Ralph Regan comes in, you know, from the old Maryland football coach. And, you know, just a variety of folks. But yep, I guess on a worldwide scale, I guess it's probably Darius and Colbert are probably the top two, you know.
Well, that's not bad. That's not bad at all. So, anyway, what's the latest going on with the Governor's Cup tournament?
There's not a whole lot to report with that, really. I mean, it's so today was the first day to fish, and you fish in the Governor's Cup series. You fish 2 out of 3 days, and I think they had 40 boats enter the tournament, and everybody took a lay day. So nobody fished today. It's basically going to be the next 2 days as long as they don't have a small craft advisory. So it could come down to like a one-day tournament, potentially. Just depends on the weather. They call it at 6 o'clock in the morning, so if there's a small craft advisory tomorrow morning, nobody's going. And hopefully it won't happen on Saturday too, but if it does, I don't know what they'll do, either cancel the tournament or push it back. So not a whole lot to report on that, but it's I'm getting ready to go walk the docks and talk to everybody. I'm sure everybody's getting ready for tomorrow and hoping the weather is blowing right now, so hopefully it'll lay down.
God, I haven't been outside since about 6:30 this morning. Certainly haven't been near the water and stuff like that, but weather in all sports, weather is a factor, especially fishing, because you don't want to send those guys out in high winds and stuff like that and put them in any kind of danger.
No, I mean, that's just it. I mean, and it can still be rough and not, you know, like small craft, you know, once it hits small craft, it's usually nasty. I mean, but like, and, you know, we talked about it last week with the Big Rock tournament. I mean, it happened. That's probably some of the nastiest conditions that I've ever seen, like some of the guys, like the videos they posted. And even one of the boats coming back from the year before last stuffed the bow of their like 60 footer in a wave, and they had a bow pulpit which just sticks out a little bit, and that thing tore off. So it basically then had a hole in the bow of this boat. So that was pretty intense to
see. I would say happen. So all right, let's take a look at what the fishing looks like this weekend. We'll start with offshore. What's that look like for this weekend?
Offshore, I mean, if the weather will cooperate, you know, I mean, maybe towards the end of the weekend it'll shape up. I mean, the reef fishing and stuff is probably your best opportunity. I mean, really go try and catch a king mackerel or cobia, do some bottom fishing. They've got the red snapper will open up in a couple weeks. You know, there's a short season on that. It's literally like one weekend where you could keep the red snapper. So that's coming up in a couple weeks. And that's really what I would target. I mean, you've got Spanish and spadefish. You know, spadefish are typically in 30 to 60 feet of water. You can catch Spanish in the harbor and off the beach. So, I mean, your nearshore stuff is probably your best opportunity. I will say Jim Warner is a customer of ours, and he went the other day on last weekend, and they caught like a 70-pound wahoo. So there's still some fish around. The dolphin fishing is probably a little slower than, you know, there's a bunch of little slingers right now, just smaller fish, which are fun to mess with. But all in all, the offshore is a tidbit on the slower side. That's why I think a lot of guys are resorting to doing the reef fishing, just fishing in closer. It's more action-packed, basically. You can bottom fish, put some baits out for a king mackerel, and be productive, you know, stay busy.
There you go. How about inshore this weekend?
Inshore, we're on the starting to get on the tail end of these big tides. You know, if you it can be tough. So I mean, I know we've talked about tides a ton over the course of the last few months, but it's just so important. I mean, it really is. Like, that makes or breaks how good fishing can be, even in the offshore scheme of things. You know, you can still have a lot of current offshore with these big moon tides. So, I mean, if you're going to go this weekend, try and do it right around the change of the tide, so a couple hours before low or a couple hours, you know, on either side of it would be your best bet. You really do have a ton of species inshore to target, you know, your redfish, trout, flounder, bluefish. I think the biggest thing this week is really just trying to get out of that direct current where it's moving way too fast. You know, it's like standing on 95 on the side of 95 trying to cross the road. It's, when you got stuff going that fast, it's too fast.
Oh, man. Yeah. So what's going on at the store? Is there any big specials or anything you want to talk about?
You know, we don't have a whole lot of specials. We're running out of stuff again. I mean, we still somewhat, like, you know, certain areas we're good on as far as inventory, and some of it is poor again. But we don't have any specials coming up necessarily, but we do, you know, we feel comfortable getting back into the in-person seminars, which I'm excited to do. I mean, I love to teach and, like, pass along what little bit of information I know. So I think July 13th, I'm going to do a tarpon seminar in Mount Pleasant. And then August 9th, we're going to do that same seminar in West Ashley. So I'm kind of, you know, really excited to get that bandwagon going again. Because a lot of people enjoy it. I mean, over the last few months, we've had a lot of people say, hey, like, when are you going to do the seminars again? When are you getting back into it? So it's neat to see people that have taken the seminars and want to come to them again. So I'm looking forward to that.
Absolutely. Now, do people have to sign up? Because I'm guessing is it an online thing?
You don't sign up online. Just going to end up calling the shop. So, like, for the one that we're doing in Mount Pleasant, they can end up just calling the tackle shop and just saying, hey, like, me and my buddy want to come. And we just, you know, these next few that we're doing are free. You know, every once in a while we do one that a seminar that is more detailed and typically longer. You know, like, there's an inshore class that we typically do. It's about 4 hours, and we charge $100. But the next few that we have coming up are free. So really, it's just calling to sign up, say, hey, save me a seat and put a seat out for me. That's really all it is. It just helps us gauge how many people we've had. I mean, sometimes we've had 70 people come to the seminar, you know, so it can be it can be packed.
Yeah, I guess it will be. Well, Mike, we're out of time. For all your hunting and fishing needs, folks, go see Mike and his staff. Adams Point Tackle and Supply, 885 Ben Sawyer Boulevard in Mount Pleasant, and West Ashley, that shop located at 47 Windermere Boulevard. So, Mike, you have a great week, man, and we'll talk to you next Thursday, okay?
Sounds good. Take care.
All right, that's Mike Abel from Adams Point Tackle and Supply. We're coming up at the top of the hour. So we won't dive into anything real quick. Can't update you on some baseball scores. Yankees beat the Royals today 8-1. And right now the A's lead the Rangers 5-1. That game in the top of the ninth. And at the Travelers Championship, Satoshi Kodera, 8-under. He is your leader through 14. One-shot lead over Kramer Hickok, Alfred's nephew, according to Blake.
Alfred.
That's Hitchcock.
That's right. Hickok. Silent H. Silent T-H.
There's a lot of names here, I'll be honest with you, and a lot of names I don't even recognize. There's a few. But this is coming a week after a major, so a lot of folks take this week off because we're not that far from the British Open.
British?
Or the Open Championship. That's the correct way to do that.
You don't say British?
No, the Open Championship coming up July 15th. We'll be in July next week.
Ugh.
Well, the only good thing about that is that means we're that much closer to football season.
Closer to my birthday. Let's get there first.
There
August.
You go. All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, I want to dive into Florida released their protocols for their name, image, and likeness, which goes into effect next Thursday, July 1st. Some interesting stuff here. We'll look at that when we come back, but we do need to take a break. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Now more than ever, businesses need a banking partner that puts people over profits. At South Carolina Federal Credit Union, your local business is personal to us. We'll help you one-on-one with services and business loans for your most pressing needs, like vehicles, equipment, and mortgages. South Carolina Federal has always been not-for-profit, with a focus on value to help you turn a profit. For more on our business services, visit scfederal.org/business. That's scfederal.org/business. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda.
This is Gary Floyd at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue with exciting news. For the first time ever, we're offering 0% APR financing up to 60 months. Now's your chance to buy a new Honda with an interest-free loan for 60 months. Over 450 new Hondas on the ground and hundreds more on the way. So we'll do whatever it takes to make a deal. With up to 200% of KBV for your trade in any condition, that's double your trading value. And exclusive of that offer, Stokes Honda will match your down payment up to $7,000 for the purchase of any new Honda. Or you can buy now and pay later with no payments up to a year. Folks, don't make a $1,000 mistake. You must be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda at 8650 Rivers Avenue or online at StokesHondaNorth.com.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda.
Max down payment match on new Pilot Elite. Max trade over allowance $4,000. No payments with 20% down plus tax tag with $199.50 administration fee with approved credit. Offers don't combine.
Spring has sprung, and Carolina Building Materials has you covered for all your home projects. Masonry supplies, decorative stepping stones, Pennsylvania bluestone. Locally owned and operated, Carolina Building Materials is fully stocked with all of your replacement windows, cabinets, and doors. Visit CarolinaBuildingMaterials.com or stop by the showroom at 2440 Meeting Street. Call 843-744-2575. That's 744-2575. Carolina Building Materials.
Buying an engagement ring is more than just saying you love someone. It's saying you don't want to live life without them, and you want to spend the rest of your life with them. And that's why it's Cattell's Manufacturing Jewelers. We so want to help when two lives come together. And why, just like you have your family doctor or dentist, we want to be your family jeweler, your full-service family jeweler. Full service because we work the metals and set the stones all in-house to create some of the most unique pieces, all for exceptional value. We also carry some of the hottest designer brands like Coast Diamond, Romance Bridal, and Viraggio. But it's our unique ability to custom create unique specialty pieces in our workshops just for the two of you that make us your family jeweler. For your engagement ring, come let us show you everything that that can mean. Scatell's Manufacturing Jewelers, Mount Pleasant, Charleston, and Scatell's.com.
Situated among scenic marshlands with 13 holes along the Wando River and Horlbeck Creek, Rivertown Country Club is the obvious choice for golf in Charleston. This 18-hole Arnold Palmer signature golf course features exceptional putting greens year-round. Rivertown's a true shotmaker's course, benefiting seasoned golfers, yet approachable enough for public play. Located off 41 in Mount Pleasant, call Rivertown Country Club to book your tee time today at 843-849-2400 or visit Rivertown, that's town with an E, countryclub.com.
The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant, a Charleston institution since 1963. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, or all three. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 7 in the morning to 8 at night and Sunday 7 to 3. The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant at the Charleston City Marina on Lockwood Drive. That means one of the best views in the city. When diners write reviews, you'll always see words like great views and good food. The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant.
Get ready for Lunch with Luke. Ugh, God, that's so corny. It's the Morrow Midday Show, 12 to 3, each and every day here on ESPN Radio, 98.9 FM. We'll see you there.
WTMZ, 98.9 FM, WTMZ, 910 AM and 94.7 FM, W234 CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.